Hey everybody, it's LG Doucette here. Thank you so much for tuning in. What I want to do with this show is cover all things NBA Top Shot, specifically marketplace trends, big sales, small sales, upcoming sets, past sets, and overall general discussion on what's happening in the community and also what's happening in the NBA. In future episodes, I'd love to open it up to having guests and discussing bigger topics such as the digital future of the NBA. Will we ever see more cosmics? What the whales and the big traders are up to in the ecosystem, that type of stuff. I also want to say that nothing on the show constitutes trading advice and that the show is in no way affiliated with NBA Top Shot, Dapper Labs, or the NBA. I'm just a guy at his house who loves basketball and blockchain. So let's kick it off. Welcome to the pilot. It's episode 0 of The First Mint. What a time to be an NBA top shooter. On today's show, we'll kick it off with some weekly highlights, everything that's been happening in the marketplace in the past day, in the past week, and since the start of the season. If you pay any attention at all, you know that yesterday was a record-setting day, so we are going to dig into that. We're also going to look at overall growth numbers of rare sets since the start of the season. So Series 1 rare sets, we're going to dig into those specifically, the different playoff rounds. And then we're also going to talk about upcoming pack drops. And then for the second half of the show, I'm going to list out the players who are big-time NBA players who don't yet have NBA Top Shot moments. If you can believe it, there's actually quite a few, and we're going to get into them. You can probably already guess, but we're going to detail them. And then also at the very end of the show, I'm going to give my picks for who I think are hot marketplace pickups, and also which teams I think are going to do super well this week and throughout the season. Hope you enjoy it. Let's kick off by looking at how many of the top 100 sales all time on NBA Top Shot came yesterday. The answer is 21 of them. So 21% of the top 100 NBA Top Shot sales came just in a 24-hour period yesterday. Amongst those 21 were 10 LeBron moments, 2 Luka, 2 Damian, 2 Giannis, 2 Trey, 1 Harden, 1 Porzingis, and 1 Curry. And another 32 of those top 100, not the same 21, a different 32 of those top 100 sales all time came in the 7 days before yesterday. Today, looking at the marketplace, we're obviously cooling off a little bit after, I guess you would consider a bull run on moments. Right now, there's really only a handful of hollow cosmics from the tops and lace them ups available that are anywhere south of $200 or even $500. Even the NBA Finals legendary set is getting a little scarce. But man, what a rally yesterday. Congrats, everybody. If you sold a lot, very happy for you. If you bought, even happier for you, because I don't think that that is going to be the last day of record setting. We might look back in a couple years and think that yesterday was total peanuts. So congrats, everybody. Other numbers within that day. So there were over 280 total buyers and 684 in the last week. That is individual people buying. And also, we are now up to over 5,000 individual unique owners in NBA Top Shot. That is an enormous milestone. Those are all people who own different moments. And you know what? In this NBA season, we are just getting started. I don't know what that number is going to look like by the playoffs, but it's definitely going to be a lot more. Top Shot is clearly starting to attract some big-time collectors, and the market is getting pretty massive. There's definitely more to come. The sports card people are starting to come in. And I was actually following a conversation or a few conversations in Discord yesterday about people starting to compare NBA Top Shot to Pokemon cards and how, you know, for Pokemon cards, it did take a couple years for it to pick up. But obviously now Pokemon cards are some of the hottest items. Obviously the NBA Top Shot advantage is that it's the first of its kind like this on the blockchain. And it's also leveraging the enormous NFT market. If you don't follow NFTs, then you should start doing it. There's a lot of other ones. NBA Top Shot moments are NFTs themselves, and there's a whole other universe of NFTs to discover once you get into it. NFTs had a great year in 2020. They're going to have a greater year in 2021, and a huge part of that is NBA Top Shot. Other big markers of growth are, you know, if you've been following, you've definitely seen that Tyler Hero has been talking about Top Shot on his Twitter. JaVale McGee was talking about it in the boardroom the other day, and there are probably quite a few other NBA players lined up to talk about it or even to announce their investments the same way Aaron Gordon and Spencer Dinwiddie have in the past. one more big piece of news that might come sometime soon that'll probably, again, drive, you know, maybe more sales and even more action and more buyers and more owners is Hardcourt. I don't know anything about it. Doesn't seem like anybody knows too much about it. Top Shot has been pretty tight-lipped about it, which usually means that it is going to be super freaking good. So keep an eye out for that. Again, maybe not our last record-setting day. So next up, we're going to talk about some of the upcoming pack drops, as well as how some of the Series 1 sets have been doing on the marketplace since the start of the season. But first, we're going to go quickly around the NBA and talk about actual basketball action. So last week, the week was New Year's. Steph Curry, Tobias Harris won both of their respective players of the week for each of their conferences. Curry obviously had that 62-point game on Sunday, and then actually on the Monday after that, after he was named Player of the Week, he actually followed it up with a 30-point night against the Clippers, against Paul George, Kawhi. Defense is supposed to be super good. He still put up a big 3-0. Curry now up to fourth in player efficiency rating as per ESPN in the league, with 1, 2, and 3 being dominated by Ja Morant, who's only played three games and won't play for a little bit, James Harden, and the Joker. And Tobias Harris, playing for the Sixers, who have the best record in the league at 6-1 going into tonight. He is actually down at 35 on the PER, but that is not necessarily the greatest performance indicator. It's just one that I use a lot. In the Eastern Conference, though, a lot of people felt that Jaylen Brown on the Celtics actually should have been the player of the week. He is playing super well. He's 17th in PER, and the Celtics are doing super well at 5-3, just 1.5 games behind Philly. So some other notable games that have happened around the NBA since the start of the season. I'm going to say right now, my favorite team to watch so far has been Brooklyn, followed closely by Atlanta. And luckily, a couple weeks back, they actually played each other in what I would say so far has been the game of the year, where Brooklyn won 145-141. Honestly, just looks like a video game score. But I think in the modern NBA, that's something we're starting to get used to, and to have scores, you know, above the 120s. Also, another great game that I loved watching was a couple nights later, where the Nets actually lost to the Wizards, who have been having a hard time finding some wins this year. They got one against the Nets, and that game was awesome, especially because Kevin Durant, who's usually super clutch, actually missed kind of like a, you know, 10-foot jumper with just a couple seconds left in the game to hand the Wizards the win. Other stuff that's going around in the NBA, some big blowout losses. The Bucks avenging the Heat a couple weeks back, 144-97, so avenging their Eastern Conference Finals loss from last year. And then also, Eastern Conference semifinals loss from last year. That was such a big upset. And then also the Mavs blowing out the Clips. They were winning by 50 points at halftime in their game last week. I think it was like 77-27, and they finished the game 124-73. A lot of great games coming up tonight. So you'll probably be listening to this after these games have happened. But tonight there's the Wizards against the Sixers. So Wizards going up against the best in the conference. Also, the Clippers and Warriors, and then again, those two teams on Friday. So you have Kawhi against Curry, Paul George against, I guess, the rest of the Warriors team, all playing a little bit better than they were at the start of the year. Tomorrow night, the Sixers don't even get a break. They play the Nets. That could easily turn into the game of the year, although the Sixers have been super good on defense, super, super stingy, so might be a great matchup to see against a bit of a higher scorer in the Nets. Friday is the ball bowl, the ball battle. You got Lonzo against his younger brother, the rookie LaMelo. Pelicans versus Hornets. To be honest with you, in the last couple years, that's not a matchup that I would say I was super stoked about, but I'm very excited for it. Zion finally playing a full season this year, hopefully. And, you know, LaMelo being the rookie on the revamped Hornets team that is actually winning some pretty big games. And then Sunday, there's Lakers versus Rockets. So some great action. At this point in the season, it's always, you know, very exciting to pretty much watch any basketball game because you don't know which teams are going to emerge as contenders. But to touch on that very briefly, so far, the Sixers are the best record. Their Vegas odds to win the championship haven't really changed that much. You don't really see that much change this early in the season. But right now you've got Lakers and Nets with the highest odds, followed by Clippers and Bucks. So two teams from each conference looking, at least to the Vegas odd setters as the favorites to win. Okay, now let's talk about the upcoming pack drop. It's a legendary one. It's the first legendary of Series 2, Deck the Hoops, coming out tomorrow. Going to be a really big one. All moments featuring Christmas Day games. There's 11 of them in total. I think just under 1,000 total packs. So not very many. They're going to go fast. 85 total mints of each of these legendary moments. And all of them are total bangers. The reward for that challenge is going to be a Steph Curry moment, even more banger. Notably in here, especially thinking about some of the top tier players on Marketplace, the ones that go for the highest premiums, you've got Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Zion, Giannis, AD, and then even you know, the not so premier players are still awesome. You got Dragic, Duncan Robinson, Paul George, awesome, Jason Tatum, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan, all really awesome. There's really no like unexciting moments there, so that's going to be such an awesome pack drop. Definitely going to see lots of action, especially considering that yesterday we saw so much legendary action. It's going to be really interesting to see how these new legendaries kind of go across the marketplace. Also exciting for anybody who's a huge fan of metallic gold moments, which definitely a lot of people are. There's a lot of action in the marketplace. The first set of Series 2 metallic gold are coming out, some really huge ones. There's going to be each of these metallic golds is going to have 499 total mints. And tomorrow, each of the metallic golds is going to have 104 of those 499 coming out, you know, randomized. So not going to be the first 104, not going to be mint 1 to 104, but just going to be 104 of the 499 for each of those. In the metallic gold moments, there is an Anthony Davis, there is Ja Morant, there is a Trae Young, a Tyler Hero, a Russell Westbrook, a lot of other great moments. There's Jason Tatum's in there. One of my favorite players, Caris LeVert, is in there. James Harden, Kyle Lowry. Again, all bangers in the MGLE moment drop, or tag on to the legendary drop tomorrow. So again, these packs are going to be hot. The MGLE ones are going to be hot. They will definitely eventually have their own challenge once we're done through getting through the drop 3 challenges. So that is very exciting. And then we're going to add also in that pack, there's going to be some of the base set moments from this young season. If you took part in last week's set drop of the season tip off, you might already have some of these moments, but there are some new ones that are being added to it. So again, this is the Series 2 base set moments that are coming out. Some of them are already out there. Some of these are new. Okay. There's some big moments in here. You got John Collins, Trae Young, Kevin Durant, Spencer Dinwiddie, who is out for the season. So that is a super valuable one because it might be his only moment that we see all year. You got more of the LaMelo Ball, his first career assist. So we're going to get more of those. We got 210 of them last week, but they were going to get another 91 of them. Michael Porter Jr., Jokic again, Killian Hayes, who unfortunately is injured. So he's out for a couple weeks. So again, you know, a very valuable rookie there. James Wiseman, who, you know, you could say is actually the favorite right now for Rookie of the Year. Got Steph Curry, Christian Wood making a lot of noise last year and now this year on the Rockets. Sabonis out there for Indy. You got a LeBron moment. Man, this pack is just so loaded. You got a Kawhi moment, LeBron moment. Another Ja moment? Oh, no, that's, yeah, okay, that was the MJLE. So a Ja moment, common. Jimmy Butler, Giannis, and you in this pack drop, there are also some new rookie cards. So rookie cards that we have not seen in the last base drops or last base set. So look out for those. People like Sam Merrill, Kira Lewis Jr., Isaiah Roby. Always a great idea to, you know, ideally snag some of those rookies because you never know who they're going to turn into. Also, Tyrese Halliburton is in there. Very exciting to finally see him on the Top Shot radar. And then as for the season tip-off, which was the first pack drop this season, looks like the challenge just ended this morning. So it looks like Zion, which was the reward, is going for about 220, which is a pretty decent rate considering, you know, some of his other rare moments, like So Fresh and stuff like that, that are kind of hovering in the 150 to 250 range, 300. His legendary is obviously going for a lot more. Be curious to see, you know, if a Series 2 reward, that's really the first Series 2 reward, if that, you know, is higher in value in Series 1, lower in value in Series 1. You know, I think most of us would assume that it's going to be a little bit lower in value. But again, you know, we have no idea how Series 1 and Series 2 is going to play out on this marketplace. Obviously, eventually there's going to be Series 3 and 4 and all these other, you know, versions. So right off the bat, you know, easy to assume that Series 2 won't be as valuable. But down the road, especially considering this is a Zion Williamson moment, Zion Williamson easily could be the next greatest thing in the NBA, if not already. That could have quite a lot of long-term value. Other great pickups. So obviously, naturally, after a challenge ends, you have a lot of the moments that are part of the challenge kind of drop off in price. So a couple hours earlier, I was scoping out that marketplace. You know, guys like Rudy Gobert, Aaron Gordon were down to like $8 or $10. You had even a great player like Karl Anthony Towns, who's, you know, easily in the top 10 in the NBA, going for like 14 or 16. And these are relatively rare moments, right? 350 minutes of each. So that, you know, some pretty good bargains for people to pick up some big star players out there from that season tip-off set. Again, we have no idea what that set, how much value it's going to hold long-term. Who knows? There could even be, you know, a master challenge one day for that. Again, that's just something I just thought of now, so don't take that as actual information. But who knows what's going to come from these sets. So some really great buys on the marketplace right now, especially for some of the sets that just ended. Other challenges that are up right now, obviously from Series 1, you got Metallic Gold number 13 for Devin Booker, a really great slate of players there, and actually really accessible challenges in my opinion, because there, you know, despite there being some really great players in there that you need to get Booker, like Karl Anthony Towns, Chris Paul, and Darius Garland, there is no megastar player, so these moments are actually a lot easier to obtain on the marketplace. Mainly because there is no megastar. So that Devin Booker, hopefully see a lot of mints, make it quite available for people, because Devin Booker, obviously one of the big rising stars of the league. Also, Run It Back Challenge number 3 going on right now. What's been interesting the last couple weeks since those packs came out has been, you know, to see kind of their prices go down on the opening and then also skyrocket back up. So when those Run It Back packs dropped and you had like Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, like such legendary Hall of Famers, right off the bat, you know, I was kind of thinking like, man, these are going to go for hundreds of dollars. Like even, you know, even though their total mint is $275 each, but on the first day, a lot of them dropped to under 100, and there were some really sweet pickups, because now a lot of them are kind of hovering in the 120, 140, 150 range. Obviously right now, a lot of them are involved in the challenge, which I think is for Manu Ginobili. And it'll just get interesting to see how a pack like Run It Back evolves over time. So something like the 2013-2014 seasons, which these moments are from, I'm assuming that that's probably closed, but there are lots of other seasons out there from the past to choose from. Think about like what a 2008-2009 pack drop would look like. Think about a 2001-2002 pack drop, or even one from a couple years ago where you might have some rookie moments from some of the players that are involved now. Very exciting. I love that concept of the Run It Back. I think everybody in the community was really appreciative to see some of those old Hall of Famers that we weren't sure if they were going to make an appearance in Top Shot. Very excited to see them in there and very excited to see how that works out. If you are trying to get that challenge, I hope you get an awesome high mint. So let's talk now about some of the other Series 1 sets and how they've been doing since the start of the season. Let's kick off with Throwdown. And we're largely going to focus today on the rare sets. So Legendary, we already kind of talked about. They've been hot. There's a lot we could say about Legendary. They're all very expensive, and that's fine. But today, I just want to focus on rare sets and how they've done since like Christmas Day or since the start of the season. So the Throwdown set, which is one of the first sets that I purchased when I first came into Top Shot, I've seen, you know, kind of a handful of Top Shot users, players, whatever we are, buying up entire series of Throwdown. Throwdown's kind of an odd one. It's had its challenges. It's had its run. It might have more moments added later, Series 2. But for now, it's done. Everybody loves a big, ferocious dunk. But it's been cool to see some of those moments actually start to get scooped up by what I would assume are a few collectors. So even just today, again, today being January 6th, 42 of those moments sold, which is awesome. 33 yesterday, which is like almost double or triple what it had been doing for the last couple days. But back at the start of the season, we actually saw quite a few go down. And actually, since in the last 16 days, since the season started, there's been an average of 18 sales per day for the throwback. Not huge, but also not completely dead. The Throwdown. Some really great moments in there. You know, they got the Russell Westbrook reward. One of my personal favorite players, Serge Ibaka, like a lot of great stuff to grab. So we'll see how that one does as more moments come into the marketplace and into the ecosystem. You know, it'll be interesting to see how those different Series 1 sets that have kind of like a little niche, you know, like a Throwdown, like a dunk, see how they do. Next, let's talk about something that I'm sure a lot of people collect, the Metallic Golds. And we already just talked about challenge number 13. I'm just going to throw this out there that I am not by any means an expert with metallic golds. I don't track them that heavily. And I'll be honest with you, I have actually not done any of the challenges for that set. It's not, again, that, you know, I don't love any of the players in the moments. It's just not something I have focused on too much. But looking at their numbers in the marketplace, which is really what you want to hear about, what we should be talking about, they have been rising quite a lot lately. So pretty much every single top tier player, megastar player, has seen their base cost of their metallic gold card at least double, if not triple, since the start of the season. The biggest one, as you all know, if you look ever look at the marketplace, is LeBron. He, you know, on Christmas Day, his metallic moment was going for about like $350, which now seems like a bargain because the floor for it is now $2,000. So that has gone up, I don't even know how much that is, like six, seven times. And with the one of the largest sales actually coming today, number 270 being bought for $1,523. So think about it, you know, 275 or 299 mints of this moment, of this LeBron one a couple weeks ago, like a lot of moments could have bought it for $300. Today, even one of the higher or the higher mints, 270, going for over $1,500. After LeBron, obviously most popular is Luka. He has not seen kind of the same volume and growth as LeBron, but kind of same thing where at the start of the season, he was around $200 to $300, and now his floor for metallic is around $1,000. Giannis has actually not moved that much, just a couple $100. But Ja, Zion, Trey, John Collins, and a lot of those other, you know, upper tier players, more popular, some of the better players in the league, some of the, you know, future all-stars, current all-stars, all of them have seen their metallic moments at least double, triple, or quadruple, if not more, since that start of the season. Question for me is always, you know, are we going to see that trend continue? Are people going to keep buying metallic golds? Are they buying it because it's series one? Time will tell. And like we were talking about before, we're about to see series two metallic come out, which has some of those same players. So some of those players are going to have two metallic moments out there, one for series one and one for series two. So we'll see, you know, how those do. Next, I want to talk about playoff round series or sets. So this is something I'm very curious about because as much as, you know, there's a great diversification of sets like Lace 'Em Up, For the Win, Throw Down, all these great ones where they're all different moments, the playoffs are something that's going to happen every year. So what I've been wondering, you know, from Top Shot is, are we going to see, you know, a first round, a semifinal, or yeah, conference semifinals, Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, and Finals, which had two sets this year, had two different sets, a Legendary and a Rare. Are we going to see that volume of packs being dropped, of sets being dropped every year during the playoffs? And if so, are we going to see more than that? Because obviously come the next playoffs, there's going to be a lot more players in Top Shot. Last year, you know, there weren't that many of us actually buying those packs. None of them, other than the Finals Rare one, none of them sold out immediately, if at all. So in the upcoming playoffs this year and next season, how many more playoff moments are there going to be? Big question for me. Other question for me is, are playoff moments worth a bit more than actual base set or just regular season ones? Which is something that I would say, yes, they are, because typically a lot of players kind of, they get their popularity gets galvanized in the playoffs. Think about Tyler Hero last year or Jamal Murray or any other kind of player who has kind of built a good portion of their reputation with their play in the playoffs, with like a really iconic jumper or buzzer beater or block or something like that. You know, over time, I wonder even if Dapper would be adding a playoff tag to some of the base moments that take place in the playoffs. Anyways, all speculation for now. Let's get into the actual analysis. We will go in order of rounds. So the first round, and again, all these numbers are how these moments and these sets have performed on the marketplace since the start of this season. So since December 22nd, so literally the last 2.5 weeks. This does not take into account when these sets were minting their challenge rewards or anything like that. This is just in the last 16 days. Okay, I'm not going to say that again, so just hope you catch that part of the show. So first round, in the last 16 days, 201 sales for an average of $97, which is totally bonkers to me. I remember when first round came out, you could scoop them up for like, after that challenge, they were, some of them were as low as like $10, $15. Now we're seeing an average of $97 per moment being spent on first round. A lot of their floors have gone way up in the 20s and 30s. You know, and it makes sense that these are quite popular. There's only 200 of them. So amongst the rare sets, that is actually one of the much lower mints. And they feature some awesome playoff moments, some first playoff moments for quite a few players. And also, I actually really love the pack design. I love the pink. I think it looks really nice. When I'm scrolling through Marketplace, that pink just pops right out to me. Highest sale in that time frame, Anthony Davis, mint number 3. Went for $999. So that has been the top sale for first round moments. Luka number 5 follows it at $998. And then Luka number 91 for $600, which just went today. So that's pretty much become the floor, actually, for any Luka moment from the first round is around $600, $650, $700. I almost traded it. I didn't. I'm very happy I didn't. So I still have my Luka first round moment. Again, like I said, there's some really great first round moments here, and I wonder if we're going to see that again this year. Just to kind of spout off the players that we've seen that first round, we got Damian Lillard, Giannis, Jason Tatum, Jamal Murray, Adebayo. Let's move on to the conference semifinals. So since December 27, there have been 176 sales of these moments for an average of about $52.87. I completed the challenge for this one. I got the OG Ananobi, awesome buzzer beater for game 3 against the Celtics. Awesome, awesome, awesome moment. Out of those 176 sales in the last 16 days, the top 24 have all been LeBron, as you can imagine, ranging from like $125 all the way up to $270. The floor for his moment now ranging around $300 for a LeBron conference semifinals moment. And again, a lot of those sales of those 24 coming in just the last 4 days. So LeBron on fire in the marketplace. I can't say that enough. Floor prices for semifinals are actually a bit higher than the Eastern Conference Finals, but even though there's a little bit less supply. Eastern Conference Finals, we're not sure how many there will be. It hasn't been revealed yet because their mints are still sitting at $9.99. But for semifinals, I think we're at about $250 mints. There's some great buys out there for semifinals. It was an awesome round of the playoffs, but you can still scoop up guys like Jamal Murray, Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, Harden, all in the kind of like $18 to $26 range. So some really good deals still to be had on some really star players from some of their more significant playoff moments. Next, we're going to go to, let's look at Eastern Conference Finals. Let's talk a bit more about Jimmy Butler, his team. So Eastern Conference Finals, probably the lowest out of all the playoff sets in terms of sales since the start of this season. So only 68 sales, low average, $30. Not sure why the series wasn't super popular because the actual series, the actual basketball play was awesome. It was Celtics against Heat. It was an awesome series. You had Tyler Hero coming out as breakout star. And naturally, 7 of the top are Tyler Hero challenge reward sales. That challenge reward actually has way fewer mints than the Western Conference one, which is Anthony Davis. Tyler Hero challenge reward mints, 151. Anthony Davis challenge reward mints, 270. So almost half the amount. And yet not selling as much. We'll get into Western Conference Finals in just a second. I'm not really sure why there's such a big difference. And I would actually label the Eastern Conference Finals set as pretty undersold. Again, some really awesome deals to be had there for some star players. Dragic, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler. That's just the Heat. Think about Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart. Like Marcus Smart's Eastern Conference moment was going for like $8 or $9 yesterday still. For a moment that doesn't have that many mints, that's rare, and that's for like a pretty significant time in his career. So very interesting to see how that Eastern Conference final set is going to evolve this year. Western Conference Finals doing much better, probably being kind of pulled up by the star power of guys like LeBron and AD. Obviously, they went on to win, so naturally, anything in their playoff run is going to see way more sales. Since December 22nd, they've had 218 sales for an average of $67. Obviously, those top sales being totally dominated by Anthony Davis and LeBron. The Anthony Davis moment that's selling is obviously the challenge reward, which has fewer mints, like I was saying, 270. The top sale is an AD one. It's the $2,900 for his jersey match of his challenge reward. So that is huge. Probably one of the biggest in, you know, the first three rounds of the playoffs in terms of actual sales of any moment, if not the biggest. And then the next one after that, huge drop off from $2,900. It's $499 for LeBron number 3 mint, which was recently purchased a little while back on December 25th on Christmas. Last but not least is the actual finals rare set. So since December 22nd, there have been 311 sales for an average of $55.57. 97 out of the top 100 sales of the finals are LeBron moments. No surprise there. You know, LeBron winning his fourth ring and, you know, playing incredibly well. There's no reason why that doesn't make any sense. 97 out of the top 100. Funny little wrinkle in there, though. The third highest ranked sale or highest sale this new season of a finals moment is actually a Kelly Olynyk number one, which was sold on, I think, December 28th for $229. Great for Kelly Olynyk. Great for whoever owns that, because again, you're thinking someone like Kelly Olynyk, who, for all we know, he might never get back to the finals. I hope he does, but we might never see him there again. That could be his only finals appearance, and whoever that owner is, that buyer, they are going to have his number one mint. Could be worth a lot in the future as his career progresses. He's still a young player. So now it's time to get on to a very important topic, in my opinion, relating to Top Shot moments and basketball players. Which players do not currently have moments in Top Shot? And when I was researching this part, I was actually surprised by how many there are. And I'm going to tell you right now, I did not capture all of them. I'm sure there's plenty more really great basketball players who are out there who are currently in the NBA that don't have a moment in Top Shot. I only had time to, you know, really kind of capture the more notable ones. So let's get into it. The probably the best player, future Hall of Famer, who is not featured currently in Top Shot, and it's not his fault, and we're all rooting for him to get better, is Klay Thompson. Three-time NBA champion. He's had a hard go the last couple years. He got injured in the finals against the Raptors 2 years ago. He got hurt in training camp this year. He's been out completely for both seasons, hasn't played a game. Klay Thompson, one of the best shooters of all time. And anything related to Klay Thompson always makes me think about probably one of the greatest basketball games I've ever seen played. One of the greatest, definitely the greatest quarter I've ever watched any player play by Klay Thompson 5 years ago when he scored 37 points in a quarter against the Kings. Pretty much his coming out party, and that was, you know, just as Golden State was getting their kind of, you know, championship reign going. Really hope Klay Thompson gets in there soon. Maybe we'll see him in a run it back. Maybe we'll do a finals throwback, and he's in quite a lot of them the last couple of years. All hoping for Klay to make a great recovery and come back better than ever next season. Next player after Klay, who's currently playing in the league, but also has had a long absence, so it's great to see him playing well, John Wall. One of my favorite players. He was not featured, obviously, in the run it back moments. He has no moment right now. John Wall, you can't say enough about this guy, man. He is such a great team player. He was making the Wizards great for a couple years. He's had a couple seasons where he's averaged over 20 points. Like, was it 2016? No. The 2016 season, he averaged 23.1 points. 2018, his last one before he didn't play all year, or he only played 32 games that year, 20.7 points. The season in between, 19.4. This guy, you know, maybe a Hall of Famer, if not at least definitely a perennial All-Star. Awesome player. Has never averaged less than 16 points in a season, or even less than, I think, 6 assists in a season. This year has actually been his lowest assist rate of any season he's played. Awesome, awesome, awesome player. Hope we get to see some moments of his. He's not in tomorrow's pack drop. He's not in Deck the Hoops. He doesn't have a base moment, but I'm sure he will be featured very soon. Next up, another guy who has a ring, just like Klay Thompson. Doesn't have as many, only has one. Tristan Thompson. Definitely not his brother, but just another Thompson out there. Tristan, who played with LeBron on Cleveland where he got his ring. He's now in the Celtics. He can get another one this year. Celtics are playing well and are definitely in the contender list. More of a kind of like, you know, power forward center split for that guy. But again, Tristan Thompson, another really good player. Maybe not a super all-star, but somebody who, you know, when we see their moment on the marketplace, some of those collectors are definitely going to scramble for it. And he's somebody who, you know, even in the playoffs, he could have some really big moments. For the other players I got on the list here, I'm just going to go through them a little bit quicker. They're not quite all-stars, but again, very notable players that hopefully we see their Top Shot moments soon. So Nicholas Batum, playing center for the Clippers, having a really good kind of resurgence season. He's on a contender, so that's good for him. No moment yet in Top Shot, so when those come out, I'm sure they'll be pretty hot. You got Willie Cauley-Stein, formerly of the Kings, now on the Mavericks. Mavericks also a team that people are projecting to go deep on Luka's back there. very surprised that he doesn't have a moment. I think he's a bit more of a popular player. He's kind of a cool looking guy. He kind of looks like a pirate, which is awesome. So very excited to see his moment. Now I'm just going to read off the names and I'm going to do commentary on each one. Okay, so you got Juan Herman Gomez, James Johnson, Will Barton, Robert Covington, Royce O'Neal, Torian Prince, Corey Joseph, old Kojo, Canadian guy, DJ Augustine, Avery Bradley, Alfred Payton, Solomon Hill. I know a lot of guys in the Top Shot Discord, they love Solomon Hill. Eager to see a moment of his. Dwayne Bacon, which is a player I've actually never heard of, but he's starting for the Magic this year or started a couple of games. So if he has a moment sometime soon, I'm sure I'll be interested in it. Damian Dawson, also a guy on the Cavs. Again, you know, I can't track every single player and maybe I should feel bad for this, but I don't know who that guy is, but he put up 16 points the other night for the Cavs. So, you know, maybe some emerging stars that guys we might be learning about sometime soon. Rounding out the list, you got Brad Wanamaker, who was on the Celtics last year, great role player. He's now on Golden State. And then honestly, like half of the Pistons roster don't have Top Shot moments to look through their roster. A few of last year's rookies as well, the 2019-2020 rookies, don't have moments yet. Anthony Simmons on the Blazers and then Cameron Johnson on the Suns. It's been funny. Every time I watch a Suns game, I see Cameron Johnson playing super well. I'm like, man, I got to go buy that guy's moments. And every time I go to the marketplace, I realize, you know, he doesn't have a moment. So hopefully we'll see either of those guys. Maybe we'll see a rookie debut for some of those guys, or maybe they'll, you know, kind of earliest moments will just drop as base moments. Time will tell. There's a lot of rookies from this year who we don't have moments for yet, but we're actually going to have in the Pack Drop tomorrow. So Isaiah Roby on the Thunder, been watching him. He looks like he might be super good. Tyrese Halliburton, Sam Merrill, Kira Lewis Jr., all like really awesome rookie players that, you know, we will see. I'm sure that Top Shot is going to come out with a whole new rookie debut for this year. So those are guys we're going to see, but they're ones that who don't have moments yet. I also want to point out DeMarcus Cousins. He does have a moment in Top Shot. It's a run it back moment, but that's it. He was out all of last year. He's somebody who is going to start to have definitely some base moments this year for the Rockets. So hopefully we see moments from him soon. And then one more rookie, actually I forgot, is Horton Tucker, the guy on the Lakers who LeBron has said is going to be a really awesome player. He doesn't have a moment yet. He is not in the Deck the Hoops Pack Drop tomorrow. Hopefully we will see him soon. So now we're going to wrap up the show. And what I like to do at the end of every episode here, and although this is the pilot, bear with me, I'd like to talk about my hot picks for the week. First player on my radar, Trae Young, tons of potential. He's not even there yet. I think it's his third season. He's having an incredible year, top 10 PER. He was like number three or number one last week. I tweeted a couple times about him. I've been stacking some of his moments. I hope you have as well. This, you know, I don't think this will be an MVP year for him, but the Hawks are very likely going to make the playoffs and very largely going to be led by him. So, you know, talking about those players who might have some big moments in the playoffs, he's one of them. Steph Curry, you know, somebody we've been wondering for the last couple of years, can he return to all-star form after having kind of like a botched season last year? He broke his hand. So far, the answer is absolutely. For all we know, you know, Steph Curry might just be getting started, right? When he was in his 20s, he kind of took the league by surprise, hitting all those threes, setting totally new records with Klay. Well, now we'll see, you know, as a more mature, older player, guy who's won a couple rings, what has he got? What does an older veteran Steph Curry look like? We're finding out this year, and we're going to continue to find out. James Wiseman, his teammate, he right now, you know, if there had to be a rookie of the year, he'd probably be at the top of the list, you know, for the first couple weeks. He's playing super well, showing, you know, a flash of the potential that people saw in him. And right now in the marketplace, there's only 210 of his moments, and there's going to be 4,000 of those base moments eventually. But right now there's only 210 in circulation. That could be a hot buy as his career starts to really get off the ground. Who knows what kind of all-star he's going to turn into, if an all-star at all. So definitely keep an eye on him. Other players I'm loving right now, Michael Porter Jr., his PR also super, super good. I think he's like number 12. He doesn't really get as much attention because he's kind of the third fiddle on the Nuggets behind Jokic and Murray. But on the marketplace, I find in Top Shot, I'd actually say on the marketplace Top Shot, he's a little bit overvalued because he hasn't really proven himself that much. But again, that is just speculation. That's just my opinion. I'm still keeping an eye on him. And again, future all-star guy, future maybe big playoff performer, kind of struggled a bit last year, but hopefully we'll see some better stuff from him this year. Outside of individual players, there's definitely some sets that I'm keeping an eye on. Like we were talking about earlier, there were a lot of legendaries sold yesterday and the days before on the market. And considering that, you know, there's been a huge rush for Series 1 legendaries, I would say that anything that is a legendary from series one that is sub $500 is a nice pickup. There's no telling how valued these series one moments are going to be over time, over a couple of years. So I would say that anything that is a legendary moment from series one that's under $500, kind of a good buy single for me, something that I'm definitely going to consider. Oh, and also one more set, first round, like we were talking about earlier on the show, first round moments have been super popular. I've done super well, cool design, low mint. And, you know, for a lot of these players, it's going to be their first playoff appearance ever in Top Shot. Think like Luka Doncic, it's going to be his first playoff appearance of probably many in terms of Top Shot moments. So that is it for episode zero of The First Minute. If you're still listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to do many more of these, and feel free to shoot me a tweet or message me in Discord to tell me what you think, give me some feedback, tell me some topics that you'd love to hear. I'm open to pretty much anything at this point. Feel free to reach out. Otherwise, see you next week.